eclectic homeschooling. I'm hoping that you guys kind of have an idea about it. I'm just going to hit on it really fast. This definition, it's going to be hard to read. It says the discovery of how to blend many different philosophies and experiences into a piece of art that works for your family. And I know that you have an idea. You've got this fence right here. There's many different types of stones. You've got rocks of all different sizes. The foundation stones are your most important. Obviously, those are going to be your spiritual ones, the core of what your child to know, the good, the bad, the right, the wrong. Relationships, how to not just have a good relationship, how to mend relationships as well. So as a parent, you want your child to have a broad understanding of what spiritually makes them strong, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And as you go through these years of homeschooling them, you're going to be adding rock onto their walls. And eventually, as they get older into their teenage years, they're going to be connecting those walls with other people, with relationships that they're doing. And pretty soon, you're going to have all these intertwined pathways that they are able to understand who they are and put themselves in their position. Thank you very much for doing that. So in my homeschooling experience, I've looked back and really no 2 years have been the same. I feel like as my kids get older, I also am learning with them. And what I want to do and what they're interested in doing doesn't always fall into the fourth year. This is fourth grade. You're going to be learning Idaho history or Virginia history. It's not that easy. When we're at a certain point with my kids, I have four, by the way. They range from ages 10 up to 16 at this point. And it's been great because as they grow, I grow, and we do things together. And part of that eclectic homeschooling, what that is it gives us the flexibility to choose what we teach, what they want to learn, and how they want to learn it, and the best way to do it. So as we've continued on, I've always made prayer one of the main things that helps me distinguish what I should be teaching that child at this year, or what do we even need to be learning something so structured this year. So we are able to move forward because I know that Heavenly Father has told me that I'm supposed to be doing this, and because of that, I can ask Him for guidance. So spiritual principles that I want you to remember: 1, partner with the Lord; 2, doubt not, fear not. You've received that confirmation that this is what you're supposed to do, and so you move forward with faith. Ancora in paro. This is Latin for what Michelangelo was supposed to have said at his 87th birthday, although for surely I wasn't there. It means I am always learning. And I hope that when I turn 87, I will have that same attitude. And sharing that love with my kids is one of the main foundation rocks I have in their wall.